It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're going to be studying about the fall of Jericho. I don't know if you heard that, but I just about dropped my bell. I guess you could have called that a study of the fall of the school bell. But we're going to talk about the fall of Jericho. The text is Joshua chapter 6, verses 12 through 20, and we'll be reading that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, the Sunday school lesson we're going to be looking at as we study the fall of Jericho was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of November the 7th, 1926. Now, let's read the lesson text. Joshua 6, verses 12 through 20. And Joshua arose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of Jehovah, and the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of Jehovah went on continually, and blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the rearward came after the ark of Jehovah, the priest blowing the trumpets as they went. And the second day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early at the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, "Shout! For Jehovah hath given you the city, and the city shall be devoted, even it and all that is therein, to Jehovah. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. But as for you, only keep yourselves from the devoted thing, lest when ye have devoted it, ye take the devoted thing, so would ye make the camp of Israel accursed, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are holy unto Jehovah. They shall come into the treasury of Jehovah." So the people shouted, and the priests blew the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, that the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. The golden text is 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. "This is the victory that hath overcome the world, even our faith." The devotional reading is the 15th Psalm. The inscription for the 15th Psalm tells us it is a Psalm of David. Let me read that to you now. "Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart, he that slandereth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his friend, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honoreth them that fear Jehovah, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved." Let me read to you the geographical note associated with this lesson on the fall of Jericho. Jericho was an ancient city, well known at the time of our lesson. It was called, in Deuteronomy 34 and verse 3, the city of palm trees. It had a king and was fortified by gates and a strong wall. It was a city of wealth, as our lesson shows. It was on the border of Ephraim, Joshua 16, 1 through 7. It was allotted to Benjamin in Joshua 18, 11, 12, and 21. After its destruction, it was rebuilt by Hiel in 1 Kings 16, 34. A school of the prophets was there, and there Elisha healed the waters, 2 Kings 2, 15 through 22. There Jesus healed two blind men and was entertained by Zacchaeus, a rich publican, Matthew 20, Mark 10, and Luke 19. It was 15 or more miles northeast from Jerusalem and 6 or 7 miles west of the Jordan. Between Jerusalem and Jericho, along the road, it was infested with robbers and laid out a scene of the parable of the Good Samaritan. I think it worthy to note that old King Herod had a resort built down by that city of palm trees to which he would retire when wanting to make his reprieve from Jerusalem. Here are hints and helps for the teacher. The children of Israel, having passed over the Jordan, encamped at Gilgal. They had not kept the Passover since they left Sinai, and had not observed the rite of circumcision since they left Egypt 40 years before. Here God commanded Joshua to circumcise all the peoples that were born in the wilderness. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the nations, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole. And Jehovah said unto Joshua, This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Wherefore the name of that place was called Gilgal unto this day. Joshua 5, verses 2 through 9. Gilgal means rolling. See, he had rolled away their reproach. From this time, Gilgal was an important place in the history of the Jewish nation. It was 5 or 6 miles west of the Jordan and about 1.5 miles, or some say further, east of Jericho. There were set up 12 stones as a memorial of the parting of the Jordan waters. There the Israelites encamped, and the women, children, cattle, and baggage were left during the Canaanitish war. There the ark was kept until it was removed to Shiloh. There Saul was proclaimed king. And there Saul in rebellion would offer a sacrifice to God when God had commanded him to do entirely a different thing. There Agag, king of the Amalekites, was slain. There the men of Judah went to meet David on his return to Jerusalem after the death of Absalom. There the Israelites kept the first Passover in the land of promise. And there the manna ceased. We read Joshua 5, verses 10 through 12. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they did eat the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. The fruit of the land, however, which came in a natural way, was just as much a gift of God as was the manna. Today, all the temporal blessings of life are gifts from God. Let's look at the explanatory notes. Number one, the nations alarmed. To get all the facts in this case, we must begin with Joshua 5 in verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites that were by the sea, heard how Jehovah had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. With this corresponds Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly, and that means it was closely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. The king of Jericho had doubtless supplied the city with food necessary for a siege. Now, under the explanatory notes, item 2, Joshua is encouraged. The next important fact is, and we read this in Joshua 5, 13 through 15, "And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said to him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as the prince of the host of Jehovah am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord to his servant? And the prince of Jehovah said unto Joshua, Put off thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so." This was probably the angel who appeared to Moses in the burning bush. And some thinks it was no less than a personage than Jesus Christ before the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He's called Jehovah. In Joshua 6 and verse 2, "As he came to encourage Moses then, so he has come to encourage Joshua now." It is very likely that Joshua had gone out to reconnoiter the city of Jericho when he had this vision, and God, to encourage him, granted him this vision and instructed him the means by which the city should be taken. It was here, doubtless, that the Lord gave the instructions in Joshua 5, hence this properly belongs to that chapter. Now, number 3, how Jehovah gave Jericho, the king, and his army to Joshua. Another significant fact is, "And Jehovah said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thy hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor." Joshua chapter 6 and verse 2. Then God did this, notwithstanding the means used, and what the host of Israel had to do before the walls fell and the destruction of the people of the city afterward. It's something God did. That God gave the city to Joshua does not imply, therefore, that there were no means used or that Joshua had nothing to do in order to receive this gift. Then, whatever we now have to do in obedience to God in order to be saved, it's God that saves us. But he does not save us before we obey him through faith. Hebrews 5 and verse 9 tells us that God has become that Christ is the author of salvation to all them that obey him. This was to a man a strange way to tear down the walls of a city. But it was God's way and not man's. It shows that the power of the was in God and not in the adequacy and efficacy of what the Israelites did. Yet they had to obey God before the walls fell. Now, number 4, the walls of Jericho fell down, but they fell down by faith. It is purely by faith when man obeys, seeing no adequacy in the thing done to accomplish the end. God commanded the armed men should march around the walls one time a day for 6 days in silence, the chief priest blowing on the 7 trumpets of ram's horns and the 7 times on the 7th day, and the completion of the 7th round, when they heard the long blast of the trumpets, they should shout, and the walls would fall down fast. They marched around the walls in the following order. 1, the armed men. 2, the 7 priests blowing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And then the 7 days. The ark was in the midst and represented Jehovah. They were not to shout or let their voices to be heard. Neither was any word to proceed out of their mouth until they were commanded to shout.